8 Pen Publishing continues to sponsor Above the Firehouse podcast. For classic Disney photography, artwork, and artists, go to www.8penpublishing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Christopher, Chris from the Big D Podcast. And when I'm not getting soaked on Splash Mountain, I'm listening to Above the Firehouse with Tony.
Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the Backwoods Country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Above the Firehouse Podcast. My name is Tony and I will be your host. This podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then I also do a video cast. Well, hello once again. Thank you guys who purchased the Above the Firehouse pins. I still got more, so if you want them, they're only $6 with shipping included. And if you make a $10 donation, you also get a pin free as a thank you. Now, they're available only in the USA right now, and as of next week, they will be available to outside of that. Now, this purchase does help, you know, my podcast, and I'm getting slowly ready to do the transfer over from the system to the other system. Oh, the gallery once again has been updated from my trip on November 24th. This is part two of a very late holiday show. Alright, now the holiday times are a little bit busy for me right now, and I'm still doing work on the apartment. That kind of delays things a little bit. So, this show was originally intended to go up last week, but didn't, so I had to redo this intro for you. And we're going to move on with things as we, you know, normally do.
The Beat in Disney History.
But for this purposes, it's that week in Disney history. On December 11th, in the year 1995, the Disneyland Pacific Hotel, formerly the Pan Pacific Hotel, opens in Anaheim. In December 2000, it will be renamed the Paradise Pier Hotel. On December 12th, in the year 2000, the Disneyland Pacific Hotel reopens as Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel, and the 502-room hotel has been brightly painted and decorated to reflect the new beachfront theme, and offers hotel guests a private entrance to the Paradise Pier and the rest of the new Disneyland California Adventure Park. On December 13th, year 1975, Disney announced that it will begin construction at Epcot in 1976 instead of 1977 originally planned. Yes. On December 14th, 1997, the official Toad-In takes place at Walt Disney World's Fantasyland. Supporters of the ill-fated Mr. Toad attraction pass out Save Mr. Toad buttons. Unfortunately, on December 15th, 1966, Walter Elias Disney passes away at St. Joseph's Hospital of acute circulatory collapse caused by lung cancer, just 10 days after his 65th birthday. when the news of Walt Disney's death reaches Disneyland in Anaheim, consideration is given to closing the park for the day, but instead is kept open as Walt would have wanted. But the flags on Main Street USA are lowered to half-mast. Now, Disney will be cremated 2 days later, and his brother Roy will postpone his planned retirement and start construction on Florida's own Walt Disney's latest project, Disney World. In 1972, on that day, construction begins on Space Mountain at Walt Disney World. In 1973, the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction opens in Walt Disney World, and it's located in the Caribbean Plaza at Magic Kingdom's Adventureland. On the day in the year 1989, Star Tours opens at the Disney MGM Park, and it's the first attraction to open in the new backlot annex area. On the day in 1997, Lillian Bounds Disney, widow of Walt Disney, suffers a stroke in the early morning hours of this day. On December 16th, 1997, 89-year-old Lillian Bounds Disney dies peacefully in her sleep at her home in West Los Angeles after suffering a stroke the day before. Her husband, Walt, had died 31 years ago and a day in the early morning of December 15th, 1966. On December 17th, 1966, Roy Disney announces Disney's management and the Imagineering team that company will continue to run accordingly to Walt's wishes. Walt Disney passed away 2 days ago and states that Walt's first name will be added to the title of the Florida theme project. In 1971, Roy O. Walt Disney's brother and builder of the Walt Disney World decides not to attend the Disneyland Christmas Parade with his wife, son, and grandchildren. Although he's not feeling well, he insists that they go on without him. Sadly, he will slip into a coma and pass away 3 days later. And that was that week in Disney history. Due to Walt's passing on December 15th, I feel that there's no need for Disney stupid joke. But instead, we'll just keep going with...
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the Firehouse, that's just a fun fact for you.
There's been a long legend that after his death, Walt Disney was cryopreserved so he can be revived later date. Now, this is definitely not true. He was cremated on December 17th, 1966, and his ashes were interred at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California. And that's this week's Disney. Well, as most of you know, this is part two of two. When I was in the park on November 24th. Now, a little over at Disney's California Adventure, I caught up on an act that did surf music covers, and they were called the Wave Riders. So I got a little bit of that for you. So sit back, enjoy, and wax your surfboard, dude, because we're gonna kick some serious waves, man. Far out. Let's check out the Wave Riders.
We'll be right back. Some serious rocking.
Now we're going to do some Christmas songs for everybody.
Visit to Motown.
Make sure I'm doing the right one.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Prescription glasses, too, for a bad astigmatism.
Gonna do it. Pluto's in on it. All right, oh. your hands like that?
No.
That's even
better. Give me a pin.
Give him a push. Please. Give him a push.
Entrance, saw a couple people I knew, talked to them for a little bit, and went my way back over to Disneyland, caught myself over there at the Golden Horseshoe. I got to watch Billy Hill and the Hillbillies, and it was a really good show. Why, you know what? Why don't I just play that for you right now?
Wow!
Of the sensational Billy Hill and
the Hillbillies.
Thank you.
California State Prison Work Release Program. You know, there's a question that we ask before every show. How many of you folks are seeing this show for the very first time? Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Look at that. Give yourselves a round of applause. It's good to have you out here. Thanks for coming. How many of you have never seen this show before? Hold those hands up high. Don't be shy. Oh, look at that. We've got a whole new crowd out there. Welcome to you, too. Listen, don't try to sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves. We got some great music cooked up for you, like this next one that we call our Mountain Music Medley. Hit it, boys!
Thank you. rock and roll, man. Everybody loves rock and roll. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah!
But y'all love rock and roll so much, I'm going to give y'all a little test to show you how much rock and roll is deep inside your brain. And listen, if you know the answer, don't be shy. Just let it out. Let it flow. There she was, just a walking down the street singing.
Good.
What's one for the money, a future for the show? Nah, 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 nah. She wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah. Okay, stop, that's weird. I get so nostalgic when I think about classic rock and roll, man. I've been feeling really nostalgic lately with the holidays and Thanksgiving and everything. Any of y'all remember a show out here years ago in Critter Country called the Country Bear Jamboree?
Yeah!
That's a great show. We love that show, seeing those bears sing and perform. But you want to know something? They were a little bit rude. We went to go see their show hundreds of times. They never came over here once to see one of ours.
Oh.
Well, listen, we figured we're going to play a song of theirs for you. It's called Old Slewfoot. But we're going to need a little bit of audience participation on this one. Okay? Every time you hear the word jump in this song, I need you to let out a short, high scream. Okay? So let's give it a try. Jump. Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. So every time you hear the word jump, scream just like that. All right, here we go, boys. Let's deal with Old Slewfoot. hillbilly bluegrass band, what's the one instrument you ain't seen on stage yet? A fiddle. Y'all want a fiddle in the band?
Yeah!
Let's bring a fiddle in the band. I'm going to bring out my brother Billy. He's going to do a couple of fiddle tricks for you. Give him a love! Here we go!
cold, dark morning, one hot afternoon, my brothers, they came over to my house, and they had some sad news for me. They said, "Brother Billy, as a fiddle player, you're no good." Well, it hurt, but it was true. See, I was classically trained, but I was too uptight when I played. I didn't know how to let loose, let go, get down, and get funky.
Special with our guest fiddler, come on!
right now. Folks, we want to thank you so much for being such a great crowd. Give yourselves a big hoop and holler. Come on! Thank you for coming out to see us. Sadly, we've come to the end of our show. Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of fast passes out there for you to get. All right, now, here's the deal. We want to end this show big. We want to do a big extravaganza for you. And we said, let's do something like reality TV, you know? Let's do something like Extreme Makeover Home Edition, you know, or something that way. People mistake me for Ty Pennington all the time. That or Martha Stewart, I don't know which. All right, yeah. Anyway, with that said, we have assembled for you the one and only Billy Hill and the Hillbilly Stunt Band. Give them a round of applause. Here they come. Yes. Some manly men doing manly things. Just before we came out here, we were all stretching out our G-strings. All right, now, folks, we're going to attempt to do something very dangerous in front of all of you. We're going to attempt to play each other's instruments at the same time. Say ooh.
Ooh.
Say ah.
Ah.
Say yabba dabba ding dong. I think you're drunk. Okay, here's the deal. Folks, as we perform this stunt, we ask that you remain absolutely silent unless you're a gurgling thick on the cute. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Billy!
Oh, hi, Billy. What's going on?
I got a joke for you.
You do? Well, let's hear it.
What's the difference between a guitar player and a Thanksgiving turkey?
I can't wait to hear this. What is the difference between a guitar player and a Thanksgiving turkey?
Thanksgiving turkey can feed a family of four.
Gotta be there to enjoy it. Pretty good show. Thanks to Chris from the Big D Podcast for that bumper at the opening of the show. Now, next week's show will actually be on time on Sunday, and it'll cover my trip from December 15th. It's a short show because there really was nothing to record that I haven't gotten already. But it's a special show because I will take you on Space Mountain when it goes 101 with me on it. In fact, you can see it right now if you go to the gallery, abovethefirehouse.com/gallery, and check out the December 15th. You can kind of see Space Mountain with its lights on. Now, there is some video of us going around the last couple turns before we pull in, and I'm going to leave that for the forum members from Above the Firehouse podcast. You can simply go on there, log on at abovethefirehouse.com/forums, and sign up. Oh, shucky darn. You know what that means? That means it's the end of our show. Well, as always, thank you for letting me entertain you. And I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. So if you wish to leave me a voicemail, you can call me at 818-574-5027 or hotline at area code 206-203-2268. And your feedback is important to me. And if you have anything Disney-related, stupid Disney jokes, or Disney fun fact, you are also welcome to leave me a voicemail or an email. That is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Once again, don't forget the website, abovethefirehouse.com. I also have my forums on there, so sign up and join the conversation. It's free and painless. abovethefirehouse.com/forums. Well, my name is Tony, and we'll see you again next time on Above the Firehouse podcast. So until then, have a magical week and peace and chicken grease. As dreamers do.
So we'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long, about so long, so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks! And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Built in the hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade. And we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
Do you ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to the music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like dysnotic obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic!
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.